Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection or to receive these emails, these podcasts directly into your email inbox, you can subscribe at cultivateconnection.ca. A couple of weeks ago, we began a series meditating on Psalm 103. We're going to continue making our way through that. So I want to welcome you to just settle in wherever you need to be today. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time for yourself to worship the Lord, to connect with Him, to allow Him to speak to your heart. As we begin today, I encourage you to focus on your breath. Take a moment to discover today the inhale and the exhale. Feeling the sensation of the breath, the gift of God given to you. As it expands in your lungs, as it brings you life. Maybe this is the first moment you've been able to just find some stillness in your day, some quiet. I just encourage you to lengthen out that breath a little bit. Take a few nice deep inhales. Maybe you even sigh out the breath as you settle in, letting go of anything that just may keep you distracted. Remembering that the breath is a beautiful tool to draw you back. Remembering that distraction is no normal thing that we go through. Just give yourself permission to be here as you are today. Maybe it's been a rough week. Maybe you come with guilt or shame. Or maybe you come today with a lightness in your heart. Are you able to tune in to how you come to this space today? Not trying to change it or condemn it, but just giving yourself space to be right where you're at. Inviting the breath into this space. And inviting the Spirit of God into this place. Maybe you begin to find a bit of a rhythm with your breath. Maybe there's pauses after the inhale and after the exhale. God, we come today just as we are, best we know how. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and your kindness. And your eager willingness and desire to meet us in this place today. God, will you reveal your heart towards us, your desire for connection, for relationship? Will you touch our hearts today and remove anything out of the way that hinders us from knowing you more? Will you remove those things that we put in place where we disqualify ourselves or sabotage ourselves in our relationship with you? Daddy, will you draw us into a place of simplicity, of clarity, to know your love? Remembering that it's your grace and your mercy and your spirit that make a way for us to draw near through your Son. That it's nothing we could earn or strive for. There's no amount of making it right within ourselves. Lord, we need you. Will you draw us into that place of connection with you, God? What do you want to reveal to our hearts? I love, Lord, that you know each one listening right now. You know where they're at. You can search their hearts. You know the number of hairs on their head. You love them completely, no matter where they are in the world, what in they're listening to this, God. Even if there's several listening at the same time, Lord, you're connected to each one. I'm in awe of you, Lord. I pray, God, that the awe and wonder of God would be with us in this time of meditation. Just taking a few breaths in. Maybe on the exhale, you just allow your shoulders to melt away from the ears. Maybe as you lengthen the breath, you feel the body beginning to relax and let go. Maybe there's some movement needed in your body today. Maybe just moving through the neck or the shoulders, stretching, moving the fingers. Just taking a moment to check in with the body. Allowing the breath to flow. Feeling the renewing that comes on every inhale in, that fresh source of life expanding within you. And the simple release of that which you no longer need on the exhale. This week from Psalm 103, we're going to be meditating on verses 6, 7, and 8. We'll read them slowly, almost like you're eating a delicious meal and just slowly, bit by bit, tasting the flavors, savoring it. In the same way, we want to spend some time just in this section of Psalm 103, tasting it, meditating on it, chewing upon it, and allowing the Spirit of God to be present in this space with our reading. So as I read it the first time, just begin to taste and see. What is it that you notice? The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. And as we prepare to read it a second time, just taking the moments, the breaths, allowing the word to nourish you and reflecting on anything that's standing out. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. And as we come to it a third time, what do you notice that you're kind of moving towards or drawing near to? Is there any part of this that draws you in? And is there any part of this scripture that you feel like you want to pull back from or push away from? The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. What is it that you need to know in this space? Is God speaking anything to your heart? Is there a truth today, a grounding point? Something foundational? Something that sets your path or direction like the North Star? Something that is always consistent? Is there some truth today that the Lord is wanting to sow into your heart? Something that you can live by? What truth is He unpacking for you today? What grounding point are you needing to establish in your life in this season? Perhaps you just ask Him, Holy Spirit, what is it that I need to know? What truth do I need to continually come back to and meditate on in this season? Ask Him to speak to your heart. What is that truth that you can stand on and even say out loud and speak over your life when the lies come in? What is it that God is saying? Stand on this. Stand on my true firm foundation. Actually going to read the first 8 verses of Psalm 103, so where we started, we're just going to link them together to be nourished by His Word. I'm just going to slowly read through. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. You ask the Lord to reveal to you the truth of who He is. How does He desire to reveal Himself to you today? Where is it that perhaps we need an upgrade in our thinking? Where has God been making known to you, His child? How has He been making known His ways to you, His acts? Where have you seen Him show up in your life? Has He been working right in front of you, and yet maybe you've missed it? We ask the Holy Spirit to show you where God has been working in your life, where He's been showing you His goodness, His mercy, where He's been showing you His ways. And I believe some of you have just been surrounded by negative thoughts, oppression. Just this constant spiral of downward spiral of thinking the worst. Not being able to see God's truth. Not being able to see how He sees you. And I believe God wants to break that pattern today. It's time to say enough is enough. May we choose to stop listening to the lies and instead come to the Lord and say, God, is this true? Is this what you think about me? What do you have to say about this? I believe the Lord is releasing a grace today to begin to reprogram thought patterns that have plagued you for a long time. That He's breathing on breaking these lies and bringing the truth in. It's time for a new normal. Anywhere where you're caught in a spiral of thinking that is not from the Lord, God, I thank You that You are breaking that. And that You are coming in and bringing Your truth. Who is it that God says you are? What does He say about you? God, I thank You that You are bringing righteousness to the oppressed. Justice. That You are making known Your ways to Your children. That You're revealing Your mercy and Your grace. That You truly are so slow to anger and You're so rich in mercy. God, I pray for mercy to triumph in every person's life listening today. Let Your truth come in, God. And Lord, I pray right now that when this thinking pattern begins, Lord, that You would interrupt it. That we would choose to say, wait, stop. God, come in to this place. What do You say? What are You saying? Is this true? Who am I? Who are you, God? Who are you in this situation for me? Lord, I thank you that you are shifting things in hearts, in minds, in bodies, that we will stop agreeing with these lies that do not line up with who you say we are. Jesus, I pray the reality of your kingdom and of your heart would flood our lives this week. That you would elevate our thoughts, that you would take us to a higher place of thinking, that we would no longer be trapped in these spirals of thoughts that are not from you. God, will you refresh, even as these ones listening take in their next breath, will you bring that breath of refreshing, of encouragement, of renewing of the mind? Lord, I pray that scripture this week would nourish hearts, would break thought patterns that don't honor you, and will draw us nearer to you, Lord. I pray for an infusion of hope for those who feel trapped. I pray for a release of breakthrough where breakthrough is needed. And I pray, God, that we be rooted and grounded in your love. That we would be motivated by your love in everything we do in our lives. Let us know you're near, Lord, as near as our breath. Be worshiped, be honored, be glorified in our lives, Jesus. You're worthy of it all. Amen.